over on the far side with Norton. To the edge of the box. It's good stuff this from the visitors, but FC United get it clear by Smith. Long ball play forward. It breaks to Ogden in midfield. Ogden now surely play that ball to Kelly. Kelly's onside. Kelly, he's one on one. Kelly! Oh, just puts it wide. But you know what? That was good defending in the end there by, I think it was Coyle, the fullback, who was just
enough to spoil it.
Yeah.
But a great ball.
O'Gara wins another header. Ogden is there, but someone needs to get a foot on the ball, and it's Norton, and that's a good ball forward to Millward. Millward's onside. Good save by Ainsworth. Cracking save. It's not done yet though. Good ball in, and good goalkeeping for Chloe Ainsworth.
That was a great through ball to Millward. First time, cut out the last player, and Chloe Ainsworth pulled up a terrific save there, coming out of a goal. Keeps the score all square with 34 minutes. I didn't think we'd go this long without a goal, to be honest.
Chambers dealt with though by Johnson, but Chambers wins it back. Chambers shields the ball, now checks inside with possession for FC United, looking for that diagonal ball towards Kelly. Cleared though, only as far as Marsh inside the centre circle. Square to O'Gara. O'Gara to Chambers. Chambers has got Flanagan out right if she wants her, but Chambers opts instead to go on the left. Shot comes in, just over the bar. 0-0 the score remains, but positive stuff this from FC in this opening stages of the second half, Paul.
I think Chambers only had one thing in mind there when she collected the ball, and that was to drift in field on her left foot and have a go, and it wasn't very far wide.
Goal kick, not the best of goal kicks, cut out by Smith, headed forward by Kelly. Kelly to Flanagan. Flanagan on the edge of the box, rides one challenge, keeps possession, shot comes in, and pretty much the same spot as Chambers' last effort only moments ago, but over the bar. 0-0 the score remains.
But the good thing is the goal attempts are beginning to rack up.
Free kick to FC United. We've had 17 minutes of this second half. It's left of centre, midway inside Norton's half. I have seen Chambers score from this range many moons ago, but I don't think it's possible at this level of the game. So I'm imagining it's just going to be a straightforward ball towards the back end of the penalty area. What do I know? It's a shot. Wide it goes. That would have been dynamite, wouldn't it, if that had gone in?
It certainly would have been unpredictable.
Well, again, Norton with the short goal kick, getting themselves into trouble here. And Chambers
there.
Very, very lucky. And FC United still pursuing this ball. Here's Flanagan. She's got to get that ball back, if anyone is. Here is Flanagan now on the left. Plays it to Chambers! In off the post! And FC United take the lead. 18 minutes into the second half, and we said Norton were getting themselves into trouble with these goal kicks, and they did it right there, Paul. And it took Chelsea Flanagan to finally make him pay for it.
It took the iron tackling of Chelsea Flanagan to win the ball in a critical position deep in the Norton half, and her cross found Chambers. Chambers waved the left foot at it and found the inside of the post and in. And that's exactly what FC were looking for early in the second half.
Nice ball to find Ogden inside the centre circle. Finds Chambers this time. Chambers just behind Hayes. Hayes gets it back. Gets it to Ogden. Gets it to Chambers. Chambers angles tight. Shot comes in. Good defending. But Chambers gets the ball back. Out on the far side. Under pressure from the fullback Coyle. Chambers to Flanagan. Here's Ogden. Back to Flanagan. Back to Ogden. Intricate stuff from FC United on the edge of the penalty area. The ball breaks to O'Gara. Oh, wide. But the applause speaks for itself. That was good.
Yeah, we strung passes together there and looked dangerous. And that's the best place to defend a goal lead.
Goal kick to Norton and Stockton Ancients. Taken. Flanagan flicks the ball on. It's now into Essie's house. Hodgson with a great touch there to take the ball forward. Mather's in front of her. Hodgson still with the ball. Straight at the goalkeeper. But that would have been... That first touch from Hodgson was sensational. But it was good defending from Mather. We're into the second minute of added time here. Ainsworth clears it. Good clearance. Flanagan, well brought down. Gets it to Hayes. Hayes to Bennett. Bennett over the halfway line on the right side. Got Hodgson for company. Bennett keeps the ball. Keeps the ball. O'Gara's here. O'Gara to Flanagan. Flanagan, keep the ball now. tries to switch play. Great ball by Flanagan. Finds Chambers. Can Chambers put this game to bed right at the end? Chambers!
And that's the 3 points wrapped up.
Well, after not the best of weekends, that's how you finish it. Chambers there with a full stop and the 3 points ball.
The perfect chip over the keeper. And that was devastating. And we've got time to put another sub on now. Well, that's the end of the road for Norton and Stockton this afternoon. They've run out of rail.